A Calico Rock man has entered a guilty plea to charges of aggravated assault in Baxter County. 27-year-old Ethan Dwayne Shattuck was charged with assaulting and threatening to kill his wife. Shattuck was given 6 years probation, with the condition of the probation being that he have no contact with the victim or her son. Shattuck was arrested last September. The Missouri Department of Transportation is seeking public input on a planned rehabilitation of Highway 76 bridge over Indian Creek in Douglas County. The bridge is located about 9.3 miles west of U.S. 60 near Willow Springs. It's slated to have its deck and girders replaced. MoDOT officials said the rehabilitation work would begin in March of 2027. Maps, plans, and other information regarding the project are available for public inspection at the MoDOT Regional Office on East Main Street in Willow Springs. The Isard County Sheriff's Office Weekly Incarceration Report is now available at our website. Those incarcerated this week include 24-year-old Caden Withrow of Calico Rock, 47-year-old Batista Martinez of Batesville, 37-year-old Elizabeth Moore of Franklin, 31-year-old Edson Josimer of Melbourne, 36-year-old Lorna Favor of Melbourne, 39-year-old Adam Franklin of Melbourne, 19-year-old Hayden Hill of Oxford, 52-year-old Stephen Lyles of Paragould, 66-year-old Glenn Morgan of Cave Creek, Arizona, and 84-year-old Evan Elms of Batesville. Details on their arrest are available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Officials with Missouri State University West Plains announced that Senator Brad Hudson will serve as the keynote speaker for the 2026 commencement ceremony. The event is set to take place at 2 p.m. on May 9th at the West Plains Civic Center. Hudson took office on January the 8th of 2025 and represents Missouri's 33rd Senatorial District. He serves on the Career and Technical Education Advocacy Council and the Missouri Empowerment Scholarship Accounts Board. He previously served in the Missouri House of Representatives from 2019 to 2025. The Alton Culture Club announces that they will sponsor the Oregon County Patriotic Pageant on June 20th at the Alton School. Recently, Laurel Johnson and Deborah Watson were guests on K-Country 95 and talked about the pageant.
So the girls will be competing for one of four titles: Miss Firecracker, Miss Sparkler, Miss Liberty Bell, and Miss Oregon County, based on age groups.
They said this is not just a beauty pageant.
This is about character and community and patriotism. The younger girls, they will all have an interview during the day. The younger girls, they'll all be interviewed about, you know, who they are and what they like to do, hobbies and talents, and older girls volunteer work. And it is ages 5 through 18. The categories start with 5-year-olds.
Applications are available at each school or at S&S Fabric in Alton. The deadline to enter is May the 1st. Someone has won $1 million in the Powerball at Casey's store in Mountain View. The winning ticket was drawn on April 20th. The Powerball numbers were 9, 17, 36, 47, 34, with a Powerball of 26. The Ozark Small Business Incubator has a workshop planned next week. Heather Fisher tells us about it.
Osby will be hosting a QuickBooks Online for Business on April 29th. And that workshop is a half-day workshop from 10 to 3.
Fisher also talked about the events planned in May.
And then in May, on the 7th, is EPIC, Osby Small Business Celebration, which is titled this year, EPIC, Growing Beyond the Ozark. It's an opportunity for business and individuals who want to think about how to market their products beyond the Ozarks to really grow their business. We're really excited about that event, and stay tuned to more information. And then we'll be in Thayer on May 19th for a Smart Start Developing a Successful Business from 1 to 4 o'clock at Southern Bank.
For more information, you can go to ozsbi.com. The Fulton County Democratic Party will hold their county convention on Saturday in the Hickambotham Miller Exhibit Building at the Fulton County Fairgrounds in Salem. Brunch will be at 9 a.m. The convention will start at 10 a.m. The meeting is open to the public, and Democrats in the area are encouraged to attend this important event.